Yeah, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. JT is here, filling in for Sligo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Sligo's out because he hates Thanksgiving.
He's not ill. He's just like hatred of the holiday
he
season.
He has always
hated. Is it people or food or what is it? He's got to love food.
I don't know that he even loves food. I'm not sure he even loves Thanksgiving food, but I think it's the people. I don't think he likes the family to get togethers. Right. And I think he has bad memories from before, earlier in his life.
Okay.
But, getting ill a couple days before Thanksgiving is pretty good timing. So, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
We have, what's the total?
$11,600.
$11,600 for the $100,000 name game. And we're going to give you a chance to win that before 4 o'clock.
That's a chunk of change, man.
Yeah, it is. Oof. That's a lot of money. We're going to do something for Thanksgiving, and it's going to sound corny, but I think it'll work.
Okay.
Things that happened to you that at the time you thought were a disaster, that now you're grateful for.
Oh, man, I got a radio. One goes right with that.
Do you? Okay.
No, I got fired.
Same.
I got fired and went on to a much better thing. I mean, thank God I got fired.
Right.
Or I'd still be at that crappy city and that crappy station.
That's my point. There's a lot of those things in people's lives where you go, wow, at the time that was so horrible. And then later in retrospect, you go, really helped me out a lot. Give me five. We're going to do the theme is on the road. Five songs in a row with the theme.
Love it. The theme
is on the road. And we're going to do one American dollar. You get a chance to win one American dollar.
Come on!
Coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. The most we've ever given away on the $100,000 name game is $11,600.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's up to right now. $11,600. Your chance to win is coming up before 4 o'clock. JT sitting in for Sligo, who says he's, in air quotes, sick. It's time to play One American Dollar.
I need dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
All right, you've never played this before.
No, I haven't.
This is the top 10 holiday TV shows of all time.
Ooh.
Now, when we say holiday, a lot of times you think Thanksgiving and Christmas because they kind of lump together.
Yeah, kind
of. But I will give you the hint that all of these are Christmas-related.
Okay. Keep me in the category.
Also, some of them, I shouldn't tell you that. I shouldn't tell you that, though.
How many do I got to get right?
Wait, hold on.
Decided on that?
You get six guesses to get four right.
Okay, six to get four.
Some of them are animation. Okay.
Okay.
So those are the only guesses that I'm going to give you.
All right.
All right, so top 10 holiday TV shows of all time.
I got to go with what is the obvious to me first. That's It's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Excellent.
I'm trying to
slow on the bell.
I'm trying to make Sligo sound effects work over here.
It doesn't work so well. Sometimes it's difficult.
It sticks.
All right, one for one.
Where does that come in?
I'll read you the whole list later, but that is number four.
Okay, so I got one right.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to stay with the same kind of old school thing and say Frosty the Snowman with Burl Ives doing the voiceover. Oh!
Look at that.
Two for two.
Two for two.
Look at that.
All right. Top 10 holiday TV shows of all time.
The Night the Reindeer Died.
Is that a real guess? What is that?
From one of my favorite holiday movies, Scrooged. That's one of the promos of the TV network.
Oh, hilarious.
It starts with...
So you're just throwing that in there to be funny because you know you're going to get four.
Oh, no. I just wanted to be the funny part.
All right.
I don't know if I'm getting four or not. But,
all right.
Okay, so...
three guesses, two correct.
Okay. The Andy Williams Christmas Special. What?
Ring it.
I've done it three times.
There you go.
No, come on. The beloved Andy Williams Moon River guy?
No. What's wrong with you? That top 10 of all time?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
That's probably not even the first top 100. Okay. Four guesses. You got two correct. That means you get two more guesses and they both have to be right.
All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's got to be right.
That is right.
Mm.
So you got five guesses and you got three correct. One more guess. You got to get one more correct to win.
That American dollar in your hand. Boy, the pressure on. Which way to go? It's a very Brady Christmas.
I just want to clarify. You had one guess left.
Uh-huh. And that's what I went with.
And you needed to get one more.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 holiday TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
And you went with...
A very Brady Christmas. No?
No.
That didn't make the top 10?
No.
Andy Williams and
Wow.
Barry?
You're a terrible guesser.
Oh,
all right.
Come on, I had three.
Well, I'm saying for the top 10, a very Brady Christmas.
Look, I'm lucky to have the top three that was in there after that was all fishing.
All right, here it is. Number 10, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Number 9, Elf.
Yeah.
Number 3, Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
I'm counting backwards. That was 10, 9, and 8. Number 7 is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number 6 is Home Alone.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Number 5 is Miracle on 34th Street.
Ah,
number 4 is A Charlie Brown Christmas. Number 3 is A Christmas Story. Number 2 is It's a Wonderful Life. And number 1 is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No Scrooged?
There's no Scrooge.
There's no Scrooge in there? How can you not put Scrooge in there? That's
I didn't
Christmas
make the list.
There is.
I didn't make the list, but I'm going to say that was some bad guessing.
All right.
Okay. All right, so the only question that I have is, since I've called you the wrong name mm-hmm. 4 or 5 times, mm-hmm. do I stick with it?
Yeah.
Are you always JT?
Yeah.
Okay. JT's filling in for Sluggo. I saw it today last night on the news. One of the dumbest things that every year drives me crazy. I don't know why they do it. They do it every year.
Every Thanksgiving?
Every Thanksgiving. The president pardons a turkey.
Oh, geez.
And,
really?
Yeah. And then that turkey is spared.
Oh.
And it gets to go live a life of joy.
What? Does it get to go live at the White House? They put it in the Rose Garden?
Joy and happy. Oh, no. It goes back to a farm.
It gets killed
probably
for
the next year. Yeah, probably. But they always do this, and it drives me nuts. Let me see if the quality of this is good enough. It was President Biden.
Well, the votes are in. They've been counted, verified.
All right, it's very echoey, so we're going to try and tell you what he's saying. The votes are in. They've been verified.
The votes to pardon the turkey. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No ballot stuffing. No foul play.
No ballot
no
stuffing.
Foul play.
No foul play. Stop it.
The only red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd Commander knocks over the cranberry sauce.
The only red wave is knocking over cranberry sauce.
Okay, something about a German Shepherd.
Knocking it over, yeah, that's the... Now...
Oh, yeah, woo!
That person is my question. Who in the F is sitting in the Rose Garden... thrilled out of their mind that the president is pardoning a turkey again.
The president's press secretary.
It has to be, right?
Right, has
people,
to be.
He's hired?
Who else?
Is it like MTV where they hire young people in the front to jump up and down and throw their arms all crazy?
I don't know.
Because who could be that excited about this? This is dumb.
It's so dumb.
I would go, come on, get on with it. I have a bird to eat.
They're a big turkey, aren't they? My fellow Americans, please welcome the 2022 National Thanksgiving Turkey, Chocolate and Chip.
All right, that couldn't be worse on
chocolate
okay.
and chip.
Chocolate and Chip
are the two turkey. Mm-hmm. There's two of them. Why does there need to be two?
There's a backup. I don't know why.
A backup?
Yeah.
For
a backup turkey. I don't know why there's a backup turkey. Like, what would happen to the main turkey that you would need the backup?
You don't need the first one to begin with. Pardoning
a
turkey. Come on, stop it right there.
Correct. But then you have a backup in case something happens to the first turkey?
Maybe they're being politically correct. Maybe it's a Tom turkey and a...
Oh, I don't know. Chocolate and chip.
What do you call the female turkey?
I don't know.
Tom turkey and a... What do you call him?
Karen?
Mrs.
Turkey?
I like that. Karen turkey.
I don't know, and I don't know why they do it, and it's always dumb. And at the same time, everybody is preparing to eat turkey.
What would you put in its place? Okay, you want to get rid of the president pardon a turkey. What do you want to do? I know what I want to do.
You do? What
I
would
do.
I want to do? I would cancel the whole thing altogether. I think it's stupid beyond words, and maybe you have other things to do with your lives.
Yeah.
Right, what would you do?
I think you do a pie-eating contest.
Oh, I like that.
For what?
How does that help you,
that?
Though?
No, it doesn't help. Well, pardoning a turkey didn't help me either.
Well,
I mean, unless
true.
You pardon and give it to me, and he's not giving it to me.
I want to see our leaders have pie-eating contests.
Yeah,
I'd like to see Biden
yep.
and Kamala Harris.
Yep.
I would like to see that.
What's that guy that runs Canada? Get him down here. He's just across the border.
That's true. He can eat pie. That would be great. Without utensils.
Oh, no.
They have to
hands
just use their mouths.
Hands behind your back.
Yep. Oh, that sounds better than this by far. We'll let them know. We'll get a note to Biden, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. JT is filling in. Once I get your name wrong three times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you go, it's JT.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, right, sorry. It's JT. Oh, no, it's JT. All right, sorry. So now it just has to be JT, just for my sake.
Yeah, well, you have to, for your sake, yeah. Right, just to keep it easy for you. I'm easy to roll with.
Okay, good. Excellent.
I didn't see anything. Hey, you.
All right, this is going to be a strange call-in topic, but I think we'll get plenty of calls on it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to sound a little cheesy, I think.
What do you mean?
Because it's Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I'd like to take stories of things that happened to you that you interpreted as disasters. The worst thing that could happen to you. But then a couple of years later, you look back and you go, oh, that was really the best thing for mm-hmm. me. That was really a great thing that happened. And I'm grateful for it.
That's awesome. I love this.
So let's look for that story. I got fired after 30 years on the phone, and that was not ideal.
Over the phone?
Over the phone, yeah. and it wasn't ideal. And the way they did it was horrible and blah, blah, blah. But when I look back on it, me stopping working there at that mm-hmm, time mm-hmm. before that company made it disappear was the best thing that could have happened for me. And now I can look back on and say, wow, I really grew a lot and I'm smarter and I'm not smarter. I'm still the same smart. But I look back at it as a positive.
I have a really similar story. Okay. I can do this quick and we can do phone calls. But I took a job. I took the envelope. Somebody said, here, all this money. Do you want this job in Detroit? And I was like, oh, my God. Last place in the world I want to go, but I'll go.
You have to measure Detroit against. Detroit has a big negative to it.
Well, not to mention the east and the snow. Anyway. Yeah. So I go there. And within just a couple of months, they've changed everything. They brought a new general manager. The new guy's from New York. I'm long hair L.A. guy. He's short hair, starch shirt, New York guy. Hates me, right?
Right.
Within 18 months' time after that, he decides he doesn't want me part of his team anymore and he lets me go. But I've got a solid contract.
Oh, excellent.
He lets me go owing me 8 months. He had to pay me $88,000
while you weren't working for him.
To not work for him.
Fantastic.
And I left there and came back here and got a job on Wilter Boulevard.
Fantastic.
If they hadn't fired me, I might have stayed there.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so something happened to you and it seemed like a disaster at the time. Mm. But in retrospect, you're grateful for it now. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. JT is here to help out for today. We're talking about, because it's Thanksgiving, we're talking about things that happened that seemed like a disaster at the time, mm-hmm. but turned out to be pretty great. You're thankful for them now. KLOS, hello.
KLOS?
Yes. Hi. Something happened to you that seemed like a disaster at the time?
Yep.
And then? What was it?
I got divorced and my wife left me for my best friend 20 years ago.
Oof.
And 5 months after we got married, she ran off on me.
Wow. And how did that turn around to be great for you?
It changed my life because I didn't have kids and I didn't have to give her any money.
So you're just looking at the bright side of being left.
Yes, that's the great side of being left. Okay. I didn't have to pay her alimony, child support, or anything else.
Okay, one question. What kind of car are you driving?
Cadillac CTS.
Thank you!
It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. JT is here, formerly known as JD.
You changed my name today.
Listen, I can't do it. I can't do any better than I do.
It's okay.
We're talking about times that seemed terrible at the time, but now you're grateful for them. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Things that seemed awful at the time, but they weren't so bad in retrospect.
So my buddy, married for 19 and a half years, right?
Mm-hmm.
His wife divorced him. He leaves everything behind, like basically gives custody to the kids. Not full, but
right.
Whatever. And she wished nothing but death on him and everything. I told him just, you know what? Just don't worry about it and everything else. She would not want him to find happiness at all.
Right, so
he just
how did he?
He found a girl about 10 months ago. He just married her last week.
Fantastic. That's great news.
And, dude, it is the best thing on the planet. And I've just been glad to just be someone that kinda helps just give him encouragement that you know, that he is worth it.
Sounds like you wanted to be with him, but that's great.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Things that seemed to be terrible but turned out to be good?
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I was working as a server at a restaurant, and it was always crazy busy and kind of a not great job, but I made a lot of money. But I got fired really randomly for mm-hmm. really stupid. So the next 4 months, I was kind of at home a lot, getting unemployment, trying to figure out what I was going to do. And then my mom, actually, she passed away unexpectedly in December of that year. So I kind of look back on it as like I got to spend a lot of time with her.
Oh, wow. So you literally got to spend some time with your mom just before she passed.
Yeah.
So I didn't think about it until maybe a year later. And I'm like, you know, I'm actually really grateful for those months because it was a good time that I spent with her before that.
That's fantastic.
That's lucky is what that is. That's pretty cool.
It's lucky and it's also good that you recognize it now. That's great.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, guys.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. JT, JD filling in.
Fred.
We are talking about things that seemed bad at the time, but now you look at back at them and you go, it's not so bad. It actually is a positive.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Is this KLOS?
It is, yes.
Are you, a good story for you.
Are you calling about the contest?
No, well, maybe.
No, we're not doing we're not doing the contest right now.
I was going to give you a story for Thanksgiving.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, so I was 17 years old, and I got ran over by a 210 truck right across my belly button.
Oh, my God.
A 210 flatbed with dual tires ran me straight over, and I never passed out from that pain. I was awake the whole time. So using that story now, I can tell people, and they believe me when I tell them that God is real, because I was talking straight to God.
How did you get run over by a truck?
I was on the back of a moped.
And you fell
and
off?
My friend got hit on the truck. She thought she could outrun the truck.
Oh, man.
And I was supposed to stay home and clean my room, and I didn't listen. You know what? It made me stronger. I'm a better skater. I can walk, talk, and everything. It didn't really...
You don't have any damage in your midsection from being run over?
I did everything. I was 17, though, you know. I bounced right back, really.
All right. Wow.
But God told me, I begged for a second chance. I begged him, and I told him, if I go right now, God, my parents are going to be destroyed. I don't want to destroy them. It wasn't their fault. I didn't listen. It's not their fault. Please, just give me another chance. And God told me, if you stay, your life is going to be very, very hard. I said, I don't care how hard it's going to be, Lord. Please let me stay. Please give me one more chance. And you know what he told me?
Don't ride on the back of a moped.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Really? You just got run over by a truck.
That's the small stuff?
Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm sorry, God. This seems big.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin Sluggo.
Our theme today is on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And Greg B. Harrell is here.
On the road, of course, Kerouac, Neil Cassidy.
No, we're talking about you?
To me.
Just now.
Yeah.
Well, Where did you come from?
Well, that was the thing, is I was having some lunch down in Encinitas.
Encinitas, okay.
I'm like, okay, so maybe it's a 2-hour shot to get back home.
Sure.
Time keeps going up when I'm on the road.
Right.
It took about 4 hours.
4 hours to get
here? 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has the holiday traffic officially started?
The traffic was crazy because people were acting outrageously rude. And you can tell that I mean it because I held the U in the word. And then I was on the radio. The only thing I could get was Kevin and... which was fine. I would say that was
the
most
charming.
It
wasn't the highlight. It wasn't necessarily the highlight of the drive, but... All right, so listen, give me five songs in a row. Yeah. The theme is on the road, as a lot of people are planning on hitting the road for Thanksgiving.
And what's the first one we got?
The first song we're playing is Holiday Road.
Oh, it's got Barb Road in it.
I'm sorry, that's the second. First song is Driving Wheel by Foghat.
You could have said spoiler alert.
It's too late. That's my bad. For the longest time, I saw that movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I never knew that was Lindsey Buckingham that sang that song.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are doing Gimme Five. The theme is on the road.
And what's the next song? I wanted to...
The next one is Highway to Hell.
Okay, so I thought...
By AC/DC.
But don't play it yet. Play it yet. Right. Because we're professional radio DJ, professional-ish.
Sure.
We should introduce it together.
Is Highway...
No, but let's do a little...
Three.
Maybe you go high, I go low. We'll add a little harmony.
Okay.
This is Holiday. Okay, I didn't know that was your falsetto. Let's switch.
Okay.
Let's switch. I'll go high, you go low.
Okay.
This is Highway to Hell. 95.5K. Okay, you stopped.
That. Yeah, we're done. It's on.
Okay.
It's starting.
That's fair enough.
We've done enough harm. Greg B. Harrell stopped in.
Yeah.
To help us out.
Yeah, and we took a lot of calls, and a number of different calls requested the same Judas Priest song.
Correct.
Problem was, we couldn't get the phone system working to record those calls to play them back.
So you're going to have to trust us.
Yeah, and all the people that did request it will be phoning you back within the next 10 to 15 minutes to redo the entire phone call we just did.
Greg will be doing that.
Okay.
They all called for Judas Priest. Probably got five requests for that, for Judas Priest on 95.5 KLOS. It is our Gimme five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and the theme is On the Road. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. JD filled in for Sluggo, who's out sick for Thanksgiving. For today.
Oh, caught him. Probably skipped and went to the mall.
He lost one American dollar, and then Greg B. Harrell sat in, tried the same game, and also lost one American dollar.
Yeah, which is like 80 cents Australian.
That's true. The president of the United States pardoned a turkey, and that's dumb.
Oh, come on.
We need to stop
that's
that.
That's cute.
It's not cute.
Little turkey. Well, that's chickens, but that's still. A chicken.
If he pardons a chicken, I'm down. But the turkey thing's dumb. It's got to go.
There's only one turkey in this story.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. on Monday morning when it's worth $12,200.
Oh, see, I like how you said Monday and not Monday. You know when people say Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but no one said that.
No, they didn't. That was my attempt at a whimsical comedic observation. Okay. And now you've addressed it. And it's,
I'm sorry. I ruined it by addressing it.
No, it's fine. Failure is a hobby of mine.
Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. We'll see you Monday. Listen, it wasn't...
95.5 KLOS.
Son of a bitch. It wasn't dead air. What we like to think of it is we like to let the music breathe.
Yes, we're letting the station breathe. It's busy around here. Come on.
Correct.
Geez.
So when it sounds like dead air and you think, hey, nothing's going on at KLOS...
Wrong.
You're wrong. We're trying to let music breathe. That's our goal. Think anyone's buying that?
No.
All right, let's do this then. We have a few bucks. We have a dollar or two. A
couple.
$11,600, and we have your shot at your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. The name game. KLOS, who is this?
That's Bruce.
Bruce, you're caller 13.
All right.
Well done. You get a shot at $11,600.
Sounds good.
I'm going to have my friend JT tell you the last couple of guesses. his name is JD, but I can't get it right, so I just go with JT.
We're going to roll with it, okay? Last two guesses, phosphorus and einsteinium.
All right.
And the pot is $11,600.
Ooh. I'm going to go with nickel.
Nickel is incorrect. I'm sorry, but thank you for trying, and try next hour when it's $11,800.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. We have Gimme 5 coming up in about 10 minutes here on 95.5 KLOS. Right now, we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. JT, how much is it worth right now?
$11,800.
$11,800 for caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS. Hello, who's this?
Oh, my goodness, I got through. My name is Cassie.
Cassie, you got through, and you're caller 13.
And? Oh, okay.
And that means you get your shot at of the $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. JT, how much is she playing for right now?
She's going to play for $11,800.
And the last two guesses we can tell you were?
Nickel and phosphorus.
You have a dog there? What's happening? Are you safe?
Yeah, nice.
I'm hiding from her right now.
You need to send the authorities?
You send somebody over. No?
All right, we're looking for the name of an element that you would find on the periodic table.
Okay, I've been listening the whole time, so let's hope for barium, B-A-R-I-U-M.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I'm, but getting through was fun.
How I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye now. So $12,000 in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm here with Greg B. Harrell.
Yeah. What are we doing now? I'm not sure of the...
Well, we're going to tease our game. the game.
Oh, yeah.
No, we have.
Okay, so what Kevin means by tease is, in radio we say tease. That means we talk about what's coming up.
Right. So,
yeah,
coming
so we'll
up,
talk about the game coming up. Let's talk about the...
Right. Well, except for there's a promo for the game coming up right next. This plays next.
Oh, the promo is coming up right after this, so yeah. We can't. Okay,
so we talk about it, then it'll seem weird to go right into the exact same
topic.
Yeah,
no, we can't tease that. So that's... So what would we
Well, if
tease?
One of us had a funny story or something that happened,
yeah,
you know, and then everybody would laugh.
Oh,
that's
well,
so
okay.
Great.
Well, okay. 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 So something funny did happen to me earlier.
Okay. What was it?
No. Okay. No, I got a text from a friend that had something funny happen. So if I told the story, it wouldn't actually
be good. All
yeah.
Right.
So what are you doing there?
Just moving some paper so it looks like I'm thinking.
Okay. All right, listen, it's only worth $12,000. 12 grand.
But we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Good luck.
Yep, you sure do.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, I just wanted to add something.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? Trevor.
Trevor. You are caller 13, yeah. Trevor.
Oh, kick ass, man. Oh, yeah.
We are looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table. Here is Greg with the last two guesses that we had to give you a clue so you don't repeat them.
Oh, are they written right here?
Yeah.
Barium.
Barium.
And nickel.
And nickel. And the pot is worth $12,000.
All right.
Do you think you could use the 12 grand?
Definitely.
Would you Christmas shop or would you put it right up your nose? Right up your nose. I figured if you put it up your nose. All right. So for $12,000, what is the name of the element you'd find in the periodic table that we are looking for?
Let's do tungsten.
Tungsten.
Tungsten, that has the word tongue in it.
It does. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
I'm sorry, dude. Your nose is going to be empty through the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, killer, man. You guys are rad.
Thank you, man. Thank you for trying. And the next time to play will be at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank when it's worth $12,200.
Yep, it sure will be.
Thank you, Greg.